He's had songs written about him without asking for it.
Pasquantino, I want it. Now it's time for Pasquantino.
Mythological creatures and sandwiches have been named after him.
Mmm, beefy and Italian.
And he also thought the Devontae Adams trade was going to save the Jets.
Jets.
Welcome back to the show, our Vin FL insider, Vinny Pasquantino.
Well, we got to head straight to Orlando, and I'm hoping it's sunny and 70 degrees and just nice time to be down in Orlando. Vinny Pasquantino, he told us last week that's where he was going to be. Are you in line? Are you waiting to go on Space Mountain or something?
No, I went yesterday. We went to Hollywood Studios yesterday, and shout out to a woman I met named Jennifer who recognized me. She was very nice. We spoke for a little bit. She was very nice. Nice to meet her. But no, it's not nice here at all. Actually,
what? It's not?
It's raining and it's like 50 degrees, which here, I don't know, Florida people, I don't think know how to drive when it's under 70 degrees. I went to UCF this morning to work out. And one, beautiful facility. Shout out to UCF because it's super nice. But two, the weather is just horrid right now. Not as horrid as where you guys are.
No, it's like 0 degrees here. It's quite unpleasant here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cool vacation where I don't get to see the sun and I have to wear a sweatshirt.
What? Just out of curiosity, so you say, hey, I'm going to go work out at UCF. Does somebody for the team set that up for you? You fire off a text. How do you get set up with UCF just to go work out there?
Networking. So it actually hits home with the Royals. Lonnie Goldberg, who was our former scouting director. Now I think he's like director of player something, front office with the Royals. His son went to UCF last year. So I had an easier connection than sometimes. So I asked him how the staff was at UCF because I didn't know any of them. And then he said they're cool, and he got it set up for me.
For what it's worth, Lonnie's official title is assistant general manager and director of amateur scouting.
Yeah.
It's a lot of words.
Thanks for clearing that up, Cody. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Cody. That made it way clearer for me.
Well, we're sorry that you're getting
Lonnie drafted me, so I am forever grateful for Lonnie.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Now, you mentioned Hollywood Studios. Are you planning on going to any of the other parks, or was that just kind of what you're doing?
That was it. That was it. Just we do one park a year, so we did that one. Got to do Star Wars stuff, which is very fun. And now we're trying to figure out what to do today in this beautiful weather.
Yeah, everybody says the Star Wars thing is really cool. Like, did you build your own lightsaber? I heard that's like one of the feats you got to pay extra for, which I'm sure is no problem, Vinny. But I heard that's what Cody and I were joking during the.
Don't get into my pocket, poor guy. You don't know what I can pay for.
Hey, Cody and I during the break were saying, man, that lightsaber. I'm like, yeah, I think it's an extra like X amount of money. And so we're just curious if you're doing. Like, I would go. We were saying we would be going all out, Vinny. That's all.
Well, I'm not I like Star Wars, but I'm not the biggest, like, I'm not obsessed with it or follow it a super ton. And because of that, I'm not really allowed to have collectibles at my house because I don't do anything with them. My wife would throat punch me immediately if I tried to buy one of those, knowing that I would end up doing nothing with it.
Smart. Sounds like a good woman, Vinny. Yeah. Smart. Keep you in line, at least. Let's talk about the NFL and what we got last week out of this. Do you view Lamar Jackson as now this storyline that is, well, he's just not going to win in the playoffs because that's where it is? Or are you in the other side of the argument, I guess, that is, hey, some quarterback starts slow in the playoffs and he's too good to be held down forever?
Yeah, okay, so this is I'm going to have a long-winded answer here. I have a theory about the NFL. Not a theory, but what I would do if I was in charge of a team. There are a few quarterbacks in the league where I would call a GM of another team and I would say, hey, I want your quarterback. I will give you a first-round pick for every unlimited first-round picks until he retires. You can have my first-round pick until this guy retires. Lamar Jackson is in that camp.
Okay.
He could be my quarterback. And somebody had to lose the game the other night, and it just happened to be him. I thought, you know, he made some mistakes. I thought they could have won the game. They didn't. Like, he's a very good player. And I don't think any less of him because of that.
When you look at what Josh Allen has been able to do, and you've seen him obviously in the division as a Jets fan a number of times, what makes him so difficult to stop? We've seen him in Kansas City a lot, but in your minds, what makes Josh Allen such a difficult player to defend?
Well, I think it's the ability to put the ball down and run. That, and he can just launch it over your head. And I think this year the difference for him, like obviously he's been in the AFC Championship before, like that's not a, like a surprise, but I think the difference is like he's not launching the ball and turning it over this year. It seems to be smarter plays. Like, I don't know, like, right, there's a standard in the NFL that Mahomes is number one. Like, and it doesn't even, people talk about other things because it would just be boring to say that he's the best quarterback in the league. Like Josh Allen is probably as close as you can get to that. And I think if the Bills were to go on to win the Super Bowl, you could probably make the argument that he is in that, you know, same sort of tier.
Do you think he'd have a Super Bowl if Patrick Mahomes didn't exist or was in the NFC?
I don't know. Like, I think, man, I don't know. It's easy to, like, it's easy to throw hypotheticals, right, and be like, yeah, of course. But like, winning's hard. And winning titles is really hard, and it takes like, I don't want to use the word luck because it doesn't take luck to win, but like you need things to go your way.
No question.
Most of that is stuff that you do, right, to make things go your way.
Well, you can have a $400 million payroll. I've heard that helps.
Ooh, boy, that is quite a different topic that I do have some opinions on. Did you see that they signed Kirby Yates?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know who's going to pitch the ninth inning because they've, like, the fifth inning, a closer is now pitching for them. So that's sick. Josh Allen's just really good. Like, and it just comes down to winning is very hard, and the Chiefs just do things the right way. And it's, there are different players other than the quarterback that do things the right way too. So it's like, they're firing on all cylinders, and this weekend will be a really, really fun game.
You alluded to it when we were asking about Lamar Jackson, just like, hey, ultimately they had a chance to go tie the game. It's a great drive by Lamar, and the narrative around him might be so different this offseason because, unfortunately, a drop pass there from Mark Andrews. And then you see basically how Mark Andrews is handling this, and I'm sure how devastating that moment is. You know, he didn't speak to the media, and then yesterday I guess they had the locker clean out and he didn't show up or whatever. Like, I know you haven't been playing professional sports for nearly as long as Mark Andrews, but let's peel back the curtain on how difficult is it to handle, I guess, you know, quote unquote failure, or just in that moment where everybody is, you know, just blaming you for something. I just can't imagine being in Mark Andrews' shoes right now.
Well, I'd like to make it clear that I've been playing professional sports 1 year less than he has. Just the minor leagues are professional sports too.
That's true.
True. Fair enough.
That I just needed to make that joke, but it's tough, man. Like, he lives for it. Like, it's what he does. He wakes up in the morning and he thinks about catching footballs. And in the biggest moment, he dropped the ball. And it really, really sucks. Like, it just does. It really, really sucks. And he's going to have a long off season now because of it. And, you know, just as like a human, I hope he finds a way to get over it, get through it, because it's going to suck for a long time. I mean, you feel like not only did you let your teammates down, but you feel like you let the whole city down, like of what could have been in that game, right? Like, I mean, the Bills could have gone down and scored, and maybe it doesn't matter. But, you know, it did happen, and it effectively, right? I mean, it ended the game. And it really sucks for him, but at the end of the day, like, you got to catch the ball. In that moment, he didn't, and it sucks, but, you know, the Bills are moving on, and it is what it is.
On the NFC side, I guess because of the upset of the Lions, there probably aren't that many people ruling them out, but how good of a chance do you give Jaden Daniels and the Commanders to take down the Eagles in Philadelphia?
Man, he's really good, huh? I mean, Jaden Daniels is a very good player, and here's maybe a hot take for you. Dan Quinn, really good coach. I know he had the Super Bowl thing, but like, is Dan Quinn, was he maybe underrated as a head coach?
Maybe. He's gotten to turn around pretty quick in Washington.
I also heard something though that I kind of laughed at, is that his analytics guy is the same guy that was in LA with Brandon Staley. So like, they're going for all these fourth downs, and apparently it's like the same guy that's doing the math for them.
Interesting.
So like, I don't know. It feels like you're playing with a little bit of fire when you're going for that many fourth downs. And like, also, why can't they just score within three downs? Like, I feel like these past two playoff games, they're just fourth and three.
Takes them four downs every time.
Like, Why do you keep getting to fourth down? Like, and maybe it's because in the game plan, you know you're going for fourth down, so maybe you're not being as aggressive. But, like, just get the first down. I say that from my ignorance. You know,
it's like, just use the best play now. Why wait till the end, you know? Yeah.
Hey, it's third and three. You can just do the good play and just get the first down or the touchdown. Like, I don't know how many times you're going to get the fourth. It's, like, always fourth and three. It's very strange. But they put it in his hands. Like, this is where I go back to the Ravens for a second. It's like this weird – they don't know who to give the ball to, it feels like. Like, we've got our MVP quarterback, but we have Derrick Henry, and it's like they can't decide who's going to take the game over, where it's like in Washington, it's like, no, Jayden Daniels is going to do it. Like, in Kansas City, who's getting the ball on fourth and two, fourth and three? You know who's getting the ball, right? Like, they're not running it. And if they run it, it's going to be because the quarterback runs it. Same thing in Buffalo. You know who's getting the ball. Where in, like, in Baltimore, it's like, oh, who do we give it to? And in Washington, like, they're really good right now, and they're hot, and there's something to be said for that. And I mean, the Eagles are glad they're playing at home, but they're like, man, we got to play a team that knows us this well. Like, this kind of sucks. Yeah, not that they're scared or by any means, but you know what I mean.
Sure, yeah. Commanders beat them a couple weeks ago on with the final play from scrimmage, and you know the Commanders are very, very confident as we're talking to our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino. I'm sure you've seen, it's hard to avoid it at this point, the narrative around the Kansas City Chiefs, and people in Kansas City are just kind of fed up with it. We've called it Chiefs derangement syndrome, and it's caught on all across the country, not just with fans, but seemingly media members as well. And this idea that things are, you know, rigged for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think there's a balance. We've acknowledged that great players, LeBron, Mahomes, Brady, et cetera. Yeah, they get some calls that go their way, but the conspiracy stuff is just ludicrous.
Well, I think there's a few things. One, like, people are tired of the Chiefs winning, like, nationally.
Sure.
Tired of it, right? Like, when you watch sports, and we're all biased, right, because we see it all the time, and I'll include myself in that because I live in Kansas City half the year. It's like, it's very cool to see them win. But if you're outside of Kansas City, you're so tired of seeing them win, and you see them on primetime all the time, especially, you know, not necessarily during the regular season, but, I mean, in the playoffs, right, they're in your face all the time. So you're just kind of tired of seeing them win. And then you see some of these calls, and, you know, I don't know how you guys feel about the calls, but, like, they're not black and white, right? Like,
yeah.
It's not like this is or it isn't. Like, there's some judgment there, which is why they have people that judge the games, referees, and people are just tired of seeing that. But it's the same thing with New England. Let's see. I am on Cody Tapp's Twitter right now. Cody, have you announced what you're doing, by the way?
No. So this is actually a great time to mention that I have a song about people complaining about the referees in Kansas City. And I did ask Vinny to have a cameo in said song. He has declined the offer.
Smart decision.
Vinny, how close did you get to saying yes? Did you at least consider it?
I at least considered it. But then I was like, you know what? I live in a locker room half the year. The last thing I need is somebody finding that song and playing that song with my vocals in it.
I think it's a smart career decision for you to turn
wow,
that
really?
Opportunity down. Yeah, I think that's a smart decision.
Yeah, all right. So, like, back, I mean, like, people are just tired of it, right? And enjoy this, because that's where you want to be, on top of the mountain where people hate your team so much that they're convinced there's a conspiracy, like, for them. That's where you want to be. Like, if we're going to talk about conspiracies, I don't think – this is not a knock to Kansas City at all, by the way, what I'm about to say. I need to preface that. If the NFL could pick who was going to be, like, the best team, they would be picking a team in New York or LA.
Correct.
Like,
no, that's what I agree totally.
So the Jets would be the best team in the league if there was a conspiracy for that.
And I guess the Rams have at least won a title, so, like, someone in L.A.
Nobody cares about L.A. football teams, I feel like, though.
No, it's
I hate that. I know I just said L.A., but, like,
they probably just prefer that the Giants and Jets.
I don't know one Chargers fan. I don't know one.
I don't.
No, that's why when we see these opposing teams go to L.A. or Vegas, add them to the mix as well. Like, there's more away fans. The fans don't pack the place. It's a visiting home. You know, it's a neutral site almost.
Yeah, but did you guys see Fesco get old takes?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. That was amazing. I almost tweeted at him being like, oh no, because that's what's really funny is you guys are talking about KC derangement syndrome. You guys had it too. back in the day when the Chiefs weren't winning is you guys were tired of the freaking Patriots.
Here's the thing. So yeah, no doubt was tired of the Patriots, and we all did think Brady got calls. I guess what I take issue with is not the, hey, great players get the benefit usually from refs. That does happen. I admit that. I think what annoys me is the people that go off the deep end, and it's like, this is a conspiracy, and they're rigging it so the Chiefs can win and all of this. And I'm just like, well, why don't you just bet on the Chiefs to win every single game? You'd be rich if you think it's so rigged.
Yeah, well, according to Cody's Twitter, so I'm in 2016 right now.
Oh, no!
10-16. Well, they blew that call, and now the Chiefs can't make a comeback. Thanks a lot, refs.
Hey, I never said refs don't make a bad call. But yeah, I don't. I usually don't think they decide the final score. Plus,
in 16, happened in 2017 in December where Travis Kelce threw something at a ref and said something about Foot Locker.
Oh, that was really funny, actually. Travis Kelce said that they didn't deserve to work at Foot Locker.
Okay. Well, do you think he thinks they could deserve to work at Foot Locker now?
Yeah, probably.
After a few Super Bowls?
Yeah, probably. That was also Carl Sheffers. That's a pretty famous one.
I'm scrolling your. I searched your Twitter for
and
just refs.
Yeah,
you have a lot of tweets about the refs. I will say.
This will make the song even better later, Vinny. You know.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, you're about to make a song talking crap about people talking about the refs. Let's see if you talk crap about the refs.
Of course I have. Everyone doesn't like refs.
We know Fesco has. We know that for sure. That Fesco has said that the refs made the Patriots.
So do you think the Chiefs are winning on Sunday night?
I have no evidence to believe that they're not. And I might be there.
Oh. So, all right.
I probably won't be there, but I might be. So, and if I am going, not going to tell you. I probably will.
I was going to say, why not? Why can't you tell us?
And I will say, in AFC championships that I am in attendance at, Oh, 0-1, actually, I think.
Oh, well, then don't show up if that's the case.
I'm trying to remember. I went to the one. Did they play the Bengals in two straight AFC championships?
No. Wait, yeah, they did.
They beat them one time.
Yeah. I went to the one that they won.
Okay. Okay, then you're safe. You can come on Sunday.
Okay, because I also went to the Bengals-Bills game where the Bengals beat the Bills. I think that was the same year that the Chiefs beat the Bengals.
Okay. Well, then, yeah.
Regardless, the Chiefs have won a Super Bowl every time I do this radio show. So, and I got the tickets because of this radio show. So they had to have won.
Okay. That's right.
Great. So, well, we're looking forward to seeing you on Sunday, maybe.
Not that the Chiefs need any help, but they might have some extra ammo this Sunday.
Well, we'll let you get back to the great weather you're having in Orlando. And
Can I just finish the show? I'm just kidding.
You want to do another 3 hours on the phone?
Yeah. Yeah. But I will be in town. I probably should have just texted you this, but I will be in town next Friday. Next Friday. Maybe I'll come into the studio.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know what I'm doing yet.
Okay, but
we'll give you some. You can read, instead of like mean tweets, I want you just to read past Cody tweets on the show studio. We'll have some ready for you.
I had like a interview I did with Chris Rose go like mini viral yesterday, and people were ripping me for being stupid, which is pretty cool.
Oh, I didn't see this.
Okay, yeah, because I talked about first base, and basically I'm a big dumb idiot who plays first base. Just catch the ball, man. Catch the ball. And yes, I understand that I haven't been as good as I'd like to be the past 2 years, guys. You don't need to tell me that I suck. I know. Like, jeez. Gosh. But okay, yeah, I'm going to get back to vacation.
All right, you know, man. You enjoy it, Vinny.
Yeah. All right, good to talk to you.